Welcome to the podcast, Enlightened Perspectives. I'm your host and guide on this journey of enlightenment. And today we will start our series on conscious living and also begin our discussions that will challenge your perspective in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, in just about every spiritual and philosophical traditions of the world, there is some concept that most people are asleep as they are moving throughout their lives. If and when these sleepwalkers wake up, they are deemed enlightened, and they can now see the world for what it truly is and the way it was meant to be seen. Once these individuals become more aware and more conscious of themselves and their surroundings, they will evolve and realize their true potential in life. Do you consider yourself as being conscious or living consciously? Do you know how society defines to live consciously? Well, we'll be back to answer some of those questions for you. So stay tuned while we take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors. But while we're on that quick break, ask yourself, am I living a conscious life? So welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be discussing consciousness and conscious living. You know, with everything that's going on in the world right now, we actually have the opportunity to, and the time, to sit down and self-assess ourselves and our footprint and presence on those around us and the world in general. So we're going to kick off a series of on consciousness that will also kind of piggyback on a series that we wanted to do of self-care. When we're looking at self-care in a broad concept, we are looking at the care of all of the different elements of us, which would be our mind, our bodies, and our spirits. So we're going to kick this series off discussing consciousness and focusing this particular podcast on the mind. Now, when we talk about consciousness really is just the basic tool everyone needs for survival, right? Consciousness allows one to be aware of their surroundings. It allows one to identify those elements within the environment that could be detrimental to them. And it also allows one to identify their basic needs, such as food and shelter. Now, without some level of consciousness, we would be nothing more than bones and flesh, not able to think, not purposely reacting or living. The awareness consciousness gives an individual will shape their world, for how one perceives the world around them ultimately determines that individual's level of consciousness. So, based on this concept of consciousness, if one expands their consciousness, they in return also expands the world in which they live in. And because they are now aware of more, then in return they can also experience more. Expanding one's consciousness allows an individual to grow and develop as a person, who then has the potential to reach the levels of enlightenment the ancient sages and spiritual leaders talked about. The ancient sages and spiritual leaders viewed the outer world as merely a reflection of one's inner world, and therefore they spent a lot of time just trying to develop their mental abilities to the fullest extent. You know, consciousness can be sought after, it could be ignored, or even actively avoided. In other words, an individual's mind has the ability to manage their own consciousness by choosing what they're going to think about and what they're not going to think about. However, there are consequences for not bringing an appropriate level of consciousness to one's daily activities. And that effect, or the effect of such, can be seen as a lack of confidence in one's abilities to do something, or a lack of self-respect or love for oneself. The reason why it displays in one's life in this manner is because one cannot truly feel confident or worthy of greatness while conducting their lives in a mental fog. And therefore, when one sacrifices applying consciousness to their life, their self-esteem will suffer. To live consciously means being aware of everything that may have an influence on your actions, your purpose, your values, and your goals. Living consciously means seeking out these things to the best of your ability, but most importantly, then acting appropriately with what you see and know. So where do you fit in this spectrum? Are you an individual who's living consciously? Who has a conscious mind? Who's seeking after consciousness? Or are you an individual that is ignoring consciousness? Or actively avoiding it? You know, living consciously simply means having a mind that is active rather than passive. And to help you figure out and do a self-assessment on yourself, we're going to give you a list of some characteristics of an actively conscious mind. So be honest with yourself when you listen to these characteristics to determine where you fit. The first characteristic is living in the moment without losing the wider perspective. Are you living in the moment, or are you actually living in the past? Or living in the future? The second characteristic is a willingness to accept one's reality rather than withdrawing or hiding from it. That's a good one. How many of you avoid situations or withdraw from the world when things get a little tough, as opposed to facing and accepting that reality? The third trait is knowing where you are in relation to your goals and ambitions in life. That's a really good one, right? How many of you have sat down and set goals for yourself? Or discuss your ambitions and how you're going to ascertain those desires within your world. The fourth trait of conscious living would be seeking feedback from others to continually grow and expand. How many of you take criticism really, really hard and really, really personal, and not as a tool to grow and expand? The next trait of conscious living is being receptive to new knowledge and being willing to examine old assumptions. The next one is a willingness to correct and admit mistakes. Are any of you all willing to do that? You know, I always say most people are afraid to make mistakes, but how can you learn if you don't make mistakes? How many of you recall, or if you have children, realize that that child fell down so many times before they actually walked without falling? If that child gave up the first time they made a mistake, then he or she would never have learned to walk. The next trait is to have a commitment to growth, learning, and expansion of knowledge. Are you an individual that is just satisfied with status quo, that's not learning or interested in learning anything new, but is just content with being in the position that they are in now? That would be contrary to that commitment to growth and learning and expanding of knowledge. The last trait that we want to provide for you is an awareness of values that guide and motivate you. Values that guide and motivate. So as you can see from the list of characteristics that we provided you, that living consciously requires for a person to know and accept themselves and to have an open and flexible mind and accept the reality which they are living in. That last point is especially important because many people choose not to accept the full reality of situations they dislike, but they rather choose to deny or ignore them and hope that they will just go away or resolve themselves on their own. But as you probably already know, while ignoring the situation can only put it out your mind, it very rarely does solve the situation or make it better. And a far more common outcome is that the situation becomes worse over time and therefore causes a far greater consequence than it originally would have had. So please take a moment. Again, do a self-assessment. Be honest with yourself. We're at a particular point in time in our world where our paradigms are changing. The world will never be what it was before. And in a great shift as this, we have the ability to consciously choose how we will move forward in our new paradigms. So again, this is a great time for you to sit down, think about it, and review your world, your behaviors, your life, your footprint on the world and those around you without judgment, and determine if moving forward, you're okay with what you're putting out into the universe. But if you're not, then here's an opportunity for you to work on yourself. Until next we meet, strive for excellence in all you do.